And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
The second hour of the program, the Earshot 20. How's it going? I'm Anthony Inman. Oh, I did it again, Brian. Okay, hold on. Here we go. How's it going? That's great. I'm Anthony Inman, Brian Cleveland in studio. Is it better when I leave?
No, it's not better.
Because then people are like, did he just have an aneurysm or something? Is he okay on the other side of that?
I was just teasing you. It's definitely not better.
It's not good if I leave the space. Okay, no more space. But I hope that you're doing all right. And thank you very much.
It doesn't sound genuine when you don't leave a space. But it also, but then when you leave a space, it sounds like you're a weirdo.
It sounds foolish. Well, all right. I won't ever
just
leave
the space. Just everyone knows.
But he's generally
genuine.
Assume
he genuinely wants to know how you're doing.
I do.
And you can write us a letter about it.
I am concerned about your health and well-being. Thank you very much for tuning into this program. It's the second hour of this week's program, and we're counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian, I'll let you know what you find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. And you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out.
Our email is earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and our Twitter handle at earshot20. All are great ways to reach out to us. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you, give you some exposure on this show. We'll do it in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release or whatever you are working on. So please reach out. And of course, we are broadcasting normally from St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here. But on August 1st, we will be in Sackville, New Brunswick for Sappy Fest. Really excited. Again, big congratulations to our winner of the Sappy Fest ticket contest that we ran on our Facebook page, and we will be there for the festivities. We will also be doing the show live out of CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, to bring you all of the festival happenings. So, good times. It's going to be a good show, but we still have a show to complete right now, and that is going to include, in this hour of the program, the top 10. Steven's going to join us again for some more music news. Brian's got the lowdown. And Bri Webb joins us to chat about his album, The Reunited Constantines. It's going to be a pretty big show for him coming up at Sappy Fest with those two groups. He's going to be playing with one other individual as Bri Webb. The Constantines will play. Lots more as well, so you can check out the website, sappyfest.com.
Everybody that you interviewed was pulling double duty.
They are, A lot of them are. Shotgun Jimmy playing with Shotgun and Jaybird as well. Bri Webb's going to be doing his solo thing, plus Constantines. There's a lot of people who are playing. Oh, sure, I'll play. Yeah, sure, I'll play for hours. Why not? But they're on different days, at least. It'd be weird if, like, you left the stage and then came back on. It's like, okay, now it's Bri Webb with the Constantines. All right, we're going to start the countdown. Number 10, make our way through, and coming up in just a little bit, you'll hear from Stephen Karlick. Brian's got your number 10.
Down for number 8, it is The Harpoonist and the Axe Murder from A Real Fine Mess. You're going to hear a track called Mama's in the Back Seat. Following that is Want and Able by Jack White at number 9. Up from number 12 from Lazaretto. And closing out that set, dropping one spot to number 8, is Effed Up from the album Glass Boys on Arts and Crafts. You're going to hear Led by Hand.
We'll be right back.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Who is the who telling who what to do? Who is the who telling who what to do? Who is the who telling who what to do? Tell me who, tell me who, tell me who. There's a social code, so walk straight down the middle now and do what we're told. Walk straight down the middle now and do what we're told. Who is the who telling who what to do? Who is the who telling who what to do? Who is the who telling who what to do? Tell me who, tell me who, tell me who. Said it didn't feel so good to never be fulfilled. Forever stressed out and impatient, always saying just over the next hill. Always saying just over the next hill. Freedom a gift that we only give to the ones that say I love you. One is desire and the other is the means. Like I wanna hold you and see you and feel you in my dreams. But that's not possible. Something simply will not let me.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
Wake up!
That was Led by Hand by Effed Up at number 8, down one spot from the album Glass Boys. Before that, at number 9, for number 12 was Jack White from the album Lazaretto. You heard Want and Able. And kicking off this hour, kicking off that set of music, was Mama's in the Backseat by the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer at number 10, down from number 8, A Real Fine Mess.
It is the second hour of the program of the Earshot 20, and we're cutting away from the charts just for a few minutes to chat with Stephen Karlick again from Exclaim Magazine, senior editor there, and we're bringing you music news. And we're starting this hour off with a story about Neil Young and Feist and Grimes teaming up to help David Suzuki.
Yes, great and famous Canadian David Suzuki, famous environmental campaigner, who will be touring across the country through the end of September until the start of November. He will be taking his Blue Dot Tour across Canada to help attract attention to his good cause, and the Vancouver activist is bringing along a host of Canadian musicians and other artistic figures along the way. The same artist won't be playing every night. He's got different people on each stop of the tour. The tour includes St. John's in Newfoundland, Halifax, Charlottetown, St. John, New Brunswick, Richmond Hill in Ontario, Toronto, Kitchener, Ottawa, Thunder Bay, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Regina, Edmonton, Calgary, Prince George, Victoria, and Vancouver, as you cross the country westward. He will be joined on stage on various tour dates by Neil Young, Feist, Grimes, members of Metric, including Emily Haynes and Jimmy Shaw, Blue Rodeo members Jim Cuddy and Greg Keeler, Joel Plaskett, Jen Grant, Royal Wood, Bruce Coburn, and a whole host of others. So definitely something to check out. You can see more of the dates at bluedot.ca. You can see individual dates and who will be playing them. But the tour's goal is to encourage municipal declarations to uphold Canadians' rights to live in a healthy environment, including, quote, clean water, fresh air, healthy food, and a say in decisions that affect us. So a good cause, and sounds like a good show as well.
Well, if David Suzuki wasn't famous enough, he's got some big names heading along with him. And like you said, show right here in St. John, New Brunswick. You want to check that out, September 30th at Imperial Theatre. I'm sure you can get tickets on the Imperial Theatre website. That's where the show is broadcast out of. All right, Pop is announcing a North American fall tour. Great band. They've been on the charts several times, and this is exciting news for them.
Yeah, another tour from the band that is gaining momentum seemingly with every passing day. As we talked about last week, they've been nominated, shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize, and now they've announced a fall tour on which they'll hit Toronto, Saskatoon, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, and other cities across North America. The tour is called the Everything Gets Worse Tour, which is kind of hilarious because it's the opposite of what's going on. Frontman Stephen Babcock said in a statement, quote, "This is our first proper North American headline tour. It's our first time playing Riot Fest." He's speaking about his Toronto Riot Fest stop in August. "Needless to say, we're really excited. We've had an amazing year of nonstop touring, and doing our own tour is something we've been waiting for a long time." Fans of the band can catch them across the country in September and October.
And the tour date's listed on your website, exclaim.ca, so check that out. Big news for Pop. All right, we're going to hand it over to you. You're going to give us your album review and song pick, which are hand-in-hand this week. And again, as always, thank you very much, Stephen, for joining us on the program.
Thank you. This week's album pick is by Toronto band Always. That's spelled with two V's instead of a W. For those who speak French, it's a double V. But the band has just released their self-titled debut album. It's really incredible. It's a sort of beach pop album, perfect for the summer, so get on it soon. It is an update of their earlier released cassette. Really great. You should hear it, and you're going to. This first single and first song from it is called Adult Diversion. Enjoy it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Radio. Extra.
Even if you don't notice, as I am. Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring White Lung, Morrissey, Jenny Lewis, Tanya Tagak, Robin and Royksopp, Grays, How to Dress Well, Mastodon, Absol, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
On air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
Was Snake Jaw by White Lung there at number 7, down for number 3 this week, and their new album on Domino is called Deep Fantasy. And before that, you heard Stephen Karlick's pick this week. It was Alvaze with a track called Adult Diversion.
More of the countdown is on the way in just a few minutes, but first we are catching up with Bri Webb. His 2014 release, Free Will, is a follow-up to his 2011 debut release, Provider. It's charting with us, and we are able to catch up with Bri for a quick chat. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good. And let's start with chatting a bit about Free Will. I've read that this record is about and for your son. Can you tell us a bit how he plays into the record?
Yeah, I'm kind of... That's mostly how I'm writing songs these days, is for my son. Just things that I want to, you know, preserve for him, or things that I want to say to him and have... him, you know, hold on to, and ideas about things that might help him in his life and that kind of thing. So a lot of that was on Provider as well. He had just kind of been born when a lot of those songs were written. And then the new record, Free Will, is connected more to, you know, the experience of him learning and him becoming an independent person and you know, discovering his own agency in the world and just sort of celebrating that, and then writing songs about, you know, how we learn in general, how we pass on information, how we communicate, that kind of thing, came out of watching him develop.
And you recently released your video for Prove Me Wrong, and I'm interested to know how the donkeys came into play with all of this. It's an interesting video.
Yeah. You know, I played in the Constantines for 11 years, and we had stopped playing, and My wife and I were going to have a kid, and we moved to Guelph from Montreal, and I got a full-time job, and everything changed kind of in our lives all at once. And I stopped playing music, and I wasn't sure how to make music at that point. So, I had just taken some time off from it and was just working some other jobs. And then I met some great folks, some amazing musicians in Guelph, Rich Burnett, who plays lap steel with me, and a guy named Mike Brooks, who played pedal steel on Provider. And we just started playing with that sort of arrangement, just me playing guitar and singing, and Mike and Rich playing these steels, kind of these unintonated sliding instruments, kind of creating this atmospheric sort of sound. So anyway, one of the first shows, I think maybe the first show that we played was this thing called Donkey Day at the Donkey Sanctuary of Canada, which is just kind of on the outskirts of Guelph in Puslinch. And it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. It was one of the most serene places. Just donkeys that can't be taken care of or who've had traumatic years and now have this beautiful farm to kind of wander around and live out their days. So anyway, we played this thing. It's like a family event, like families go and just pet donkeys and hang out, and there's music. And so that was just one of the first shows that I played after, a year of not playing music. And soon after that, we made my first record. So Colin Medley, who is a friend, makes amazing videos. He and a woman named Maya Benkovic, they just had this idea to go and make these slow motion moving pictures of donkeys from the sanctuary and just make that the video for the song, and it seemed kind of too perfect.
Very, very interesting, and I was entertained, but also really enjoyed it when I watched it. And you can check that out. Head over to our Facebook page. We'll post the link to that, facebook.com/earshot20. So all of this, cool. And you still find time to be a parent and work. What's a day away from music look like for you?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
What's a day away from music look like for you?
I don't know. I mean, mostly when I'm away from music, I'm with my son. Today has been up until doing this interview has been a day away from music, and we've just taken our bikes to the river, rode along the river trail, and played on some climbers. And that's most days when I can. Other than that, during the year, I work at a community radio station in Guelph, a campus community station called CFRU, which I'm the programming coordinator at that station, and I love that job, and it's a full-time job, so it keeps me pretty busy. I've been there for about 4 years, and I just took this summer off because I released the record and thought I'd take a leave to do some touring.
More with Bri in just a minute. We'll get back to the charts with your number 6 this week. Holding down that spot is Cousins. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
I'm
That was Cousins, down two spots to number six this week. And still on the line with us is Bri Webb. And so this month, we've been featuring artists who will be playing at Sappy Fest as we build up to our live show in Sackville as well. We'll be doing this show live for the festival. And you're going to be playing there, both as Bri Webb and with your former group, the Constantines. So first, I want to chat about the Constantines. And you guys sure. are you're back after nearly 4 years away from being together. You had a show in June, and now a couple more dates coming up, which includes Sappy Fest. What's it like to be back on stage with those guys?
It's great. It's completely joyful. We, as you said, we've been off for about 4 years. When we stopped, I think we were all in need of some time to ourselves. You know, we had been going pretty intensely for 11 years, and it was, I think we just had some different priorities that we needed to pursue, and everybody's done some amazing things in the interim, you know. Steve's got You've Changed Records, one of the best independent labels in the country, and releases records as Baby Eagle as well, amazing music. And Will lives on Haida Gwaii and plays in the island's hottest cover band, I'm told. Also makes amazing music. Dallas is in a band called Doloro with Jennifer Castle and members of $100 and an artist named Tony Romano, and they're amazing. Doug is drumming for City in Color, and so he's on the road constantly, like worldwide kind of stadium tours and stuff. So everybody's been doing, you know, great stuff, but I don't know, just, in, you know, January this year, a couple of people asked, and I think we were all in the right headspace to do it, and then as soon as we started rehearsing, it just felt kind of like old times, and, you know, muscle memory kicked in, and we pulled off those first couple of shows, and it was great. It was everything I could have hoped it would be.
And you're also celebrating the 11th anniversary of your 2003 release, Shine a Light, which you reissued. Is there anything else in the works for the band outside of the tour? Anything maybe inkling of putting together some new music, or is this just a reunion tour to get back together and play a few shows and that'll be that?
Oh, right now we're just playing shows, you know, just sort of seeing how it feels, and maybe we'll write some music, but we haven't started doing that at all yet. We're just trying to remember how to play the old songs right now and enjoying that, but we'll see. I mean, we are having a really good time for sure. It's been beautiful connecting with those guys again.
And of course, you'll be doing a set yourself, and so folks will be able to hear some other some stuff from Free Will and Provider. You'll be at Sappy Fest. What's that show going to? What's the form of that show? What can people expect?
Well, we're playing at the Vogue Theater, which is a beautiful old cinema in downtown Sackville, and I've never played in that room before. I've seen amazing shows there at past Sappy Fests, but so that's where we're playing, and then it'll be Rich Burnett, who plays lap steel, as I mentioned, with me, and I, just a duo kind of thing, but lap steel and guitar and pretty moody music.
sounds like a pretty intimate show. Sounds like it'll be a good one.
Yeah, I think it'll work.
Now check out Bri Webb online and see him live in Sackville, New Brunswick during Sappy Fest. Again, sappyfest.com, where you can get tickets, check out the schedule, everything. Bri, it was great to chat.
Great to talk to you. Yeah, thanks.
And for the 8th week on the charts and at number 5 this week, here is Bri Webb. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Heavy air that did me in.
and what I carried from it. How to fight the game trail when the sun goes down upon it. Lately, every waking hour, it's a church house of wonder. Which direction is man developed? Which flag am I walking under? When the spoon miss our mouths, when I'm full of lacking, when seeing death in misgivings, when our souls are sinking, dress only in linens and make peace at our beginnings, and never damn a single thing. I was a dog working as a seeing eye, reckoning on the reasons why a man would let a drug define his mind and body, define their fates, the first cause, and ask for animal reckoning, an angle bed with ancient purpose. People well meaning. When the drugs take their toll, when our ears start ringing, when the sky and the skull come collected, we'll dress only in linens and make peace at our beginning. Never damn a single thing. Never damn a single thing. Walk in love and often sing. Death to our misgivings.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Bad Bad Not Good with the track from the album 3 at number 4 up one spot this week. You heard Confessions.
All kinds of numbers in there. That's crazy. 3, 4, 5, Bad, Bad Not
this
Good.
This whole radio program's about numbers.
You're right. It is true.
It's in the title.
And big thanks to Bri Webb for joining us on the program, chatting a little bit about his album and the upcoming show he has at Savvy Fest, as well as what's going on with him. We are going to take one more break from the charts now, bring you a little segment of this show that we'd like to let you know. Some of the things that are debuting below the top 20 could make their way up into the top 20. Brian's got it, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
We're going to be super quick with you this week. Four debuts this week below the top 20. Kicking off the Lowdown is Vancouver-based 10-piece groove funk juggernaut Five Alarm Funk, who recently celebrated their 10-year anniversary and whose fifth album, Abandoned Earth, debuts at number 49. One spot up is Lithium Burn, the third full-length release from the Washington, D.C. band Deleted Scenes. And number 47 is Vampires, a Winnipeg garage rock duo, and their new cassette EP, Every Kind of Light. And closing out to debuts below the top 20 this week is A Sunny Day in Glasgow. The fourth album from the shoegaze dream pop Philadelphia-based Sextet is entitled See When Absent, and it comes in at number 43.
Thanks for that, Brian. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Another top 20 counted down for another week. We'll turn it over to Brian. He's going to let you know what's coming in at number 3.
Dropping one spot is Owen Pallett from In Conflict. You're going to hear a track called Infernal Fantasy.
Across our faces.
Earshot 20. Number 2.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was our new number one this week, all the way up from its debut at number 27 the week before, Monomyth, from their new record on Mint Records, Saturnalia Regalia. You heard a track called Theme from Monomyth. And at number two, displacing them, being displaced by them, was Chad Van Galen from Shrink Dust, Lila. And at number three, down from number two, is Owen Pallett, In Conflict, and a track called Infernal Fantasy. So the top two getting shifted down in favor of Monomyth. Definitely don't want to say that I'm 100% surprised that they would make such a huge leap. They definitely put out a really great record. They're a pretty cool band that has a lot of support across Canada and on Mint Records, of course, as well. But 27 all the way to number one, that's a pretty huge
leap. That's a big jump.
And to displace Chad Van Galen, who's been at number one for over half a dozen weeks.
We've only had that happen a couple of times. I recall that happening earlier this year.
Yeah, it was probably what happened with the Pack AD, I'm guessing, but I can't recall. Yeah. Anyway, pretty awesome. Hopefully they stick around for a couple weeks and we'll give them a call and have them on the program in the near future.
And that does it for another Top 20 Countdown. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio. And every week we do this from earshot-online.com. We take the top 20 from the national top 50 and we count them down every week out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We broadcast here and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You can also find us online. It is radio4all.net, radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. Don't forget to join us next week. You can listen live either on our live online stream, localfm.ca. You can listen live on CHMA's live stream. Search them online. You can listen live if you're in Sackville, New Brunswick. There's all kinds of options. You can listen live if you're in St. John. It's just going to be crazy. Or you'll get the program after we air it live next week. But we will be in Sackville for Sappy Fest. That's August 1st, doing the show, giving you all the festival details and much more. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around. There's a lot more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.